The gist. The rituximab study didn't go so well, but Fluge and Mella haven't given up yet. At the recent Charité International Conference, Fluge presented data on a new B-cell depleting drug called daratumumab. Studies suggest that chronically activated B-cells are causing problems in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. Indeed, when things go wrong with these major players in the immune response, bad things can happen. B-cell problems play a role in a wide swath of major diseases, including lupus, MS, and rheumatoid arthritis. Activated B-cells produce immunoglobulins, IgGs, also known as antibodies. And IgG antibody transfer studies in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID consistently suggest that something pathogenic has gone awry with their IgG production. These findings have prompted attempts to filter out or remove bad B cells in various ways: rituximab, cyclophosphamide, immunoadsorption plasmapheresis, IVIG, daratumumab. The Open Medicine Foundation's Treat Me survey found that IVIG was the most efficacious treatment. Convinced that a different B-cell depleter would work better, Fluge and Mela produced a small 10-person pilot trial of daratumumab, also known as Darzalex, which targets a different B-cell than rituximab, that followed patients for at least a year. The results were stark. About half the patients improved dramatically, many reaching a normal level of function, while the other half didn't improve at all. The improvements began 6 to 8 weeks after the first injection. No placebo was used here, and continued to increase over time. An analysis suggested that dramatic drops in IgG4 antibodies may have been responsible. High IgG4 levels can lead to an overproduction of collagen, resulting in the excessive growth of connective tissue. That's an interesting find, given the collagen thickening in the capillaries found in the West Group's recent muscle study, which could be impairing blood flow. Indeed, high IgG4 levels can negatively affect blood vessels in numerous ways, including impairing blood flows. While high IgG4 levels were not found at baseline in these patients, high antibody levels aren't always necessary to cause disease. Given the small size of the study and the absence of placebo controls, the authors noted no definite conclusions should be drawn before a randomized study has been performed, but have applied for a 66-patient randomized double-blind and placebo-controlled ME/CFS study, including long COVID patients who meet ME/CFS criteria by the Canadian Consensus Criteria. They hope it will be approved shortly. Another B-cell depleting study on rituximab, of all things, is underway in Japan. Despite the fact that rituximab failed in ME/CFS, the authors of that study wrote that, quote, "Our pooled experience supports that some ME/CFS patients seem to respond to rituximab and B-cell depletion," end quote, and noted that the maintenance dose in the large study had been reduced. The Japanese study will utilize standard maintenance doses and conduct a range of assessments, including brain, microbiome, immune, and metabolic evaluations to determine who benefits. Health Rising's Quickie Summer Donation Drive is on the brink, thanks to everyone who has supported Health Rising thus far. In the last blog of the drive, we are on the brink of meeting our target. Thanks for listening.